The outskirts of the valley in just about every direction are seeing development these days as demand for housing continues to grow and more people move here from all over the country. Well, our next guest has been documenting some of that development, but not from the point of view of the housing market. Instead, ASU professor and artist Alejandro Acierto has been watching how it affects the seemingly empty land around it. From burrowing owls to prairie dogs and mice, Acierto has chronicled the displacement of the natural world and raises questions about what we value in the process. It's all the subject of his new exhibition at ArtSpace West at ASU's West Campus titled Uninvited Guests. I spoke with him more about it.
I live in Phoenix, but my folks snowbird in Surprise, and so I go out there every once in a while, and they have been seeing some pretty heavy development in Surprise area for the last year. But ASU West Campus has been sort of bracing itself for more students and more sort of higher populations in our classes. There's a chip factory coming in, all of these new developments. And then also in this last year, I would say, I've been working with a set of other researchers who are thinking about burrowing owls in particular, and how burrowing owls are also sort of seeing massive forms of displacement as a result of these developments. They've been working more closely with the organization called Wild at Heart, a nonprofit org that helps in the rehoming process of burrowing owls. I had noticed several of these sort of artificial burrows along the Rio Salado Riverway. I go running along that path. And then there's an extensive colony at Estrella Mountain Community College. So I had taken my class to Estrella, and so it was sort of nice to sort of see them in real time.
So you were kind of watching this development happen. You're researching it at the same time and the impact on specifically, I will say, incredibly adorable burrowing owls. So tell me a little bit about turning this into an exhibition. Like, your work is sort of multidisciplinary, it sounds like, as is the show. How do you translate this?
A lot of what I was thinking about was, you know, in this redevelopment or the expansion of housing, you know, what gets replaced in that moment? And so for me, a lot of the life underground was what was inspiring this work. So the burrows themselves were particularly fascinating, and in part because, you know, the burrowing owls don't actually burrow themselves. They don't have the capacity to burrow. They actually occupy other animals' burrows.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really nice sort of thing to be reminded of, right? That there are these codependent species that are have been doing this for a very long time, right? Much longer than humans have existed in the Sonoran Desert. And so what I essentially started doing was I started taking footage of these housing development sites from the exterior and noticed, you know, other habitats that sort of floated around these developments. And so particularly for this work, the work that's in this exhibition, are a series of pieces that are essentially documenting vacant burrows that had popped up during construction. So all of the work is actually rendered with LiDAR scans. So I use a tablet to document a surface, an area. Using this technology, it captures, you know, hundreds, thousands of photographs, stitches them together into a 3D model. And then I take that data and I pull it into software. And then I essentially re-engineer it so that it becomes an image.
Wow. That's so interesting. Wow. Okay. So a whole lot of layers to that. I have to ask you about another piece, or maybe more, in the exhibition that are actually fragments of the animals' burrows themselves. Tell us about how you got those, how you turned them into art here.
Yeah. So a lot of this footage and material is collected at a site in Avondale. And in Avondale, in the location that I was working, I could see four active developments, and they were massive developments, primarily housing, luxury apartments, or condos. And so they're alongside in this sort of deserted farmland spaces that are still waiting to be developed, at least is what it seems, is where these sort of empty burrows existed. And so I would go to these sites and find that there would be either fillings, sometimes they would be filled in with this foam, right, or other kinds of filler. And I found that to be particularly interesting. And so then I sort of excavated those and used those to present within the space to sort of give us a bit of a sense of scale, both of how big these burrows are and also, you know, how extensive they can be. They are some pretty complicated networks underground. And so that was really fascinating. Huh. Some of them, you know, you can't access all of them. And I have a, there's some footage using it's a scope camera. You use it to look down your drain to see if anything's clogged, anything like that. So I have one of these cameras, which allows me some depth, and some of them are pretty long that just sort of keep going. I ran out of tubing to keep looking.
Wow. So you went as far as you could go. They go that far. Wow.
Yeah.
So it sounds like one of the big themes that you're getting at here, I mean, is like displacement, but also you're kind of commenting on value, right? Like on this idea that housing is worth something, and often probably these houses are worth quite a bit of money. But what's lost in that in terms of nature, or like, I guess these were homes for other animals and have been for a long time then in a different way.
Yeah, that's a part of this work. I mean, a lot of the valley has been parceled out and has been parceled out for decades, maybe even longer than that. And so what has been sort of fascinating in this work is if I go sort of further west in the valley, there's another set of communities over there. And just adjacent to that area are acres and acres, like hundreds of acres of land that are undeveloped, and yet there's signage that says coming soon or land for sale, right? So all of that space is waiting to be developed. But what's been fascinating is sort of in looking at those particular sites, several species have been occupying that space for a very, very long time, and they still keep that as home. It is a safe place. There's no active human civilization there. So they can sort of roam free and live their lives, right? And so having walked some of those trails or those paths, you can see it's rich in life. There's plenty of activity happening, you know, whether that's other rodents and critters sort of just scurrying around, little lizards eating bugs, you know, tons of little ant farms sort of popping up here and there. And this question of value is, you know, really important, because for us, it's what are we valuing when we replace this kind of life that's been here for so long with human property. And then those lives or those sort of species no longer have access to that space anymore. We've sort of set them apart and they have to go find homes somewhere else. And so I think, you know, within this particular water crisis, I think there's also a lot of other questions that we have to start thinking about in terms of how we're building, what are the ethics of building, where we're populating, and what that does for natural life around us.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. That is artist Alejandro Acierto, also an assistant professor in the School of Humanities, Arts and Cultural Studies at ASU. The new exhibit is called Uninvited Guests. It's at the West Campus. Alejandro, thank you so much for coming on to talk about this. This is really interesting stuff.
Thank you so much for inviting me.